We have on Daf Dalad Lir Aleph and Shabbos a discussion regarding a case of Akira and Hanacha, and the question becomes, if the Hanacha is done in the same Chatzir where the person started, is that the same as doing a Hanacha in a different Chatzir? And the Rav Nachman applies, of course there's a difference, because if it's in the same Chatzir, so Hasam Lo Is Avida Machshavaso, his intention wasn't fulfilled, he didn't accomplish anything because he put it back into his own yard. Hacha Is Avida Machshavaso. But if it's in a different yard, then he obviously has intention fulfilled. He transferred the object from one domain to another. And then this leads to a discussion, a brief tangent going from carrying to Bishul, where we have a case of Redisa Pas. When a person puts, obviously a person cannot put a pas on the wall of an oven on Shabbos, the wall of the oven is being hot and it will cause the bread to bake. So can you remove that to maybe avoid the baking or avoid further baking? And so that's the question. And then it gets into whole discussion of what the nature is over here in the case of Redis Pas. And then we get to this interesting line where it says that if the person did this for Shogig, that are others allowed to take down the Pas for him to stop him from having to be Chayav Chatas. Whereas Rav Sheshas says, Maskefla Rav Sheshas, V'chiyomer lo la'adam, do we tell people, Chata kidei sheyiska chavercha, you should do a chait so that your friend should gain from it, meaning we don't tell people to do an avera so that we stop someone else from doing an avera. So there's an interesting tosos here with an interesting discussion of Dir Masal v'chi omrim lo adam chait b'shvil sheyiska chavercha that says as follows. V'adamar b'chol me'arvin, Rebbe Savar, nicha la l'chaver l'aved yisur kalila, v'lo l'aved am'aretz yisur rabba. So this case in Erevin is talking about a discussion that's beyond the scope of this, of separating Meiser and Meiser Shalom and Mukaf, that there's an Isser Derbanan that's not separated the ideal way, but B'dievet still works. But the idea here being is that it's better for a person to do a slight Isser, an Isser Kalila, to be Mafresh Shalom and Mukaf, as opposed to the Amaret doing a major Isser Nisa Deraisa of eating Tevel. So, okay, so if right away you see that, no, there is such a concept of doing a small Aveira to prevent someone else from doing a bigger, a worse Aveira. So Tosos answers, Hasam Kedish Lo Yochal Amaret Tevel Al Yado. But there, it's different because you initiated the act, because the Chaver, the person in that case, was the one who was involved in the Amaret collecting this fruit to begin with. Because the Chaver says to Lamaritz, fill your basket of figs from my fig tree. So he's already involved with the would-be guilty party. So he's allowed to stop that person from doing an Isser D'oraisa of eating Tevel by doing a light Isser. But in our case, it's different. Here, in the case of Hidbik Pas B'Tanur, this Isser was not caused by this guy at all. He didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't the one who put the pas there. So, Ein omrim lo cheta filu iser shkal, shelo yavo chaver lidei iser chamor. So we don't say to him, do a slight iser to remove the pas so that your friend avoids a severe iser, whether that's a chatas or skila, depending on whether he did it b'shogig or b'mezid. V'omrim Rabbi Yitzchak ben Asher, and the Riva says, the filu l'midbak atzmo ein lefshot mishum lehatir. And the Riva says that we can't infer from the case of the miser that that the Madbik himself should not necessarily be rode the pas. The Hasam Adayin Lo Nasa Isser. Because there, by the Maser case, no Isser was done yet. The Am Aretz didn't eat anything yet. Umutav Sheyasa Isser Kal, V'li Yasa Isser Chamor Al Yado. So therefore, it's preferable, again, that the Chavar should do an Isser Kal and avoid that Isser Chamor being done at all on his account. Avahacha, Hamasa Shal Isser, Kavar Nasa, M'el Yigmor. But here, the Isser is already done. You put this something in the oven to bake on Shabbos, and the Isser is already done it on itself. Not, if you don't do anything else at that moment, the Isser will already occur and continue to occur. So lo yasafilu Isser kal b'dayim. So even a light Isser should not be done in such a case. V'had, and now Tosfos will bring other cases. V'adan b'hashaleach, misha chatzav av eved chatzav b'nei chorin. So you have a eved kenani that's owned by two people, and so we know you're not supposed to free an Eved Kanani, but okay, one person already freed him. So now he's half free, but he's still half not free. So what does the Gemara say there? So kofenes rabo va'oso so ben chorin. You should force the other master to free him as well, so that he becomes entirely free, and now he can marry a bas Yisrael. So wait, hold on a second. That sounds like you can't do that. Vafagav de b'hai pirkam or aviuda kol shemachara es avdo over b'ase del olam b'hem tavodu. But there's you're being mevatel the say, you're being over the say of olam b'hem tavodu. How can you do such a thing? Right, that would support our case that you can't do an avera. But the Gemara answers, "Shiny piru the mitzvah rabahi." So puru is different because you have a guy here who's in limbo. He can't be with a shifcha with a non-Jew because he's half free. He's half Jew, so to speak, and he can't marry a bas Yisrael yet, though, because he's still chatzi neved kenani. So you could free him in order to allow him to do the mitzvah puru. That's different. That's a different scenario. That's not like in our case. Famous story of Rabbi Lezer that we've probably heard many times, that we didn't have a minyan. The story appears in Gittin. So you see from that case that he freed his Eved to make a minyan, that mitzvah derabim is also different. So whether it's a big mitzvah like Puruvu or a mitzvah derabim, so there you can do a light avera for a bigger mitzvah, but that's not our case in Shmesachas Shabbos. So Tosaf points out there's a difference in general that stopping someone from doing an avera, that matters whether there was negligence involved or if something was done intentionally, and that would be a deciding factor. But okay, we see already so far a few cases, such as a mitzvah derabim, such as puravu or mitzvah. I'm sorry, a mitzvah rabba, such as puravu or mitzvah derabim, like making a minyan, being able to answer davar shekadusha, or if the person is not a posheya, like the ama aretz. So in those cases, so you could actually do a chait kal in order to help your friend, but not in the case where it was not posheya. There was either shogeg or b'mezid, like in our case, and that you weren't involved in it, and there's no mitzvah rabba at stake. Tosus adds one more point. And also in Pesachim, we have the following law. That when it comes to the mitzvah of bringing Karban Pesach, so generally speaking, there's a Isser of Kares if you don't bring it. And the Asay of bringing the Karban Pesach is Doche, the mitzvah of Hashlama. That generally you can't bring a Karban after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. And Kohanim were allowed to offer Karban Pesach, Karbanos, after the time of Bein Arbaim by offering someone who's Mechusar Kippurim his Karban in order to allow him to bring a Karban Pesach. Or you have a case where a Kohen, if they found on him a ward of sorts, that would make him a bal mum. So chaviru chotcha lo v'shinav afagav dehave shvus. You could have a friend remove his teeth, even though it's a shvus, because you can violate the shvus, since again the kohen didn't do anything wrong per se, and now you're enabling him to do a greater mitzvah. V'gabe chetze shchifcha v'chetze bas chorin shenagu ba minhag hefker. So Tosos brings one final case which might be a problem. You have a case not like the Eved Kanani case that we had earlier, where there was a mitzvah puruvu. Here, it's a shifcha kananis. There is a mitzvah puruvu on the woman. And so she's half slave, half free. And she's causing issues with promiscuity. V'kafo es rabba v'hasholeach. And the Beis Din, it says in Gittin, in Perek HaSholeach, that they forced to free her. So you might think, why are they freeing her? Mishum d'shaisa machzeres m'mtziat malaznos v'dom l'anusin v'veinami k'mitzvah d'rabim. So the reason based in rule this way is because even though you might have thought that you're violating the essay of Lola and Behemta Vodu, and people are, you know, right, are being pushed on their own, it's not like you caused any problem here. So you might think, why should Beis Din be over this assay just to help people who are doing something wrong? So the answer is because the way she was making herself available for acts of zunus, it made it that people were more like ones than anything else. It was a case of ones, and so it was a mitzvah of the rabbim to save people from doing these averos, and therefore Beis Din was allowed to free her for that reason. So to summarize, the inyan of chayich b'shvil yeshiska chavercha works in the certain cases that if your friend would end up doing the greater avera because of you, you caused it to go into motion, and the avera was not actually done yet, you could save the person from doing that avera, and provided that the person was not a poshea, and that it's a mitzvah rabba or a mitzvah derabim.